If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
And good morning. Happy Friday. Kale and Company News Live as we look at our sponsor this morning, sponsored by Budget Blinds. And in the news today in Philadelphia and beyond, there's so much developing. We have Philadelphia police searching for this group of young people, juveniles, maybe preteens or teenagers, and they're wanted in a series of random and violent attacks. So investigators say these victims were approached and attacked from behind and then just brutally assaulted by seven of these juveniles. So they have some, you know, nowadays these cameras that they have out on the streets or maybe from businesses, they're digital. So these images, and they have video and then they have still shots, they're quite clear. And if you know these individuals, then you can identify them from this particular, you know, piece of video and then the still shots that they've released. So in one case, there were multiple attacks, and I believe this started around November 19th, but there have been multiple attacks. In one case, a 24-year-old woman was walking along right along 17th and Chestnut Streets, and this was like 3 o'clock that afternoon, maybe shopping or maybe coming from work or on a break from work. She was ambushed from attack from behind. Then she was shoved to the ground, and then they just punched her in the head multiple times. And this is a complete stranger. This woman had no idea who attacked her. There was no provocation. There was no interaction whatsoever. And the woman was rushed to the hospital. She was diagnosed with head injuries and a concussion. In all of these, that's the MO, that these individuals, these people are just, it's broad daylight. They're just walking along somewhere in that vicinity, and they're just attacked from behind by this pack of seven young people. So, you know, it looks like they're teenagers. They could be as young as 13, 14.
And, of course, we don't know the identities because they'll be protected name-wise, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Would they be charged as adults?
Mm-hmm.
Or will they just be held as a juvenile in a juvenile facility until they turn 18?
Yep.
So it's disturbing, though. And I just wonder also if there's an aspect to some of these. I'm sure that investigators are looking online. Is this one of those sites where they post what they've done online somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Like it's like for glory, for attention. Remember this had to be almost 2 years now. Remember the kids in Vegas that were filming the fact that they ran down the cop mm-hmm. on the bike?
Right.
Remember with the cell phone dashboard, it's like, what do you get? Social media street cred? I don't understand the objective here.
Yeah. And we also, it's interesting that nobody's asking anything about the ethnicity of the victims versus the attackers.
Mm-hmm.
So are these racially motivated? Are they motivated against women in particular? So I have all of these questions, and this one they attacked. And the juveniles, by the way, are boys and girls, male and female. But it looks like a lot of these attacks were on women. So just putting out those questions, I don't have all the answers. We've talked about the investigation into the shooting and car crash that happened right in the area of City Avenue. And that was Presidential Boulevard in Philadelphia's Winfield Heights section. But it's the area straddling, obviously, City Ave. So you're thinking about, you know, in this case, depending on where the vehicle and the bus were coming from, was it from the Philadelphia side or was it from the Montgomery side? So in this case, a 21-year-old man was shot 6 times. Police are calling this a targeted shooting. So I guess, so last night, it sounds like he got off of his shift. He worked at a nearby Chipotle. And then a car seemed to be waiting for the victim. As, in other words, a woman is driving the car and she's waiting to pick him up from his Chipotle shift. Another car apparently strikes them. And then as well, they strike their vehicle, which caused them, their car now goes into the SEPTA bus. So you have two vehicles and a SEPTA bus involved here. The suspects get out of the vehicle, shoot the it looks like targeted victim, the guy, they shoot the 21-year-old 20 times.
Oh, my God. It's an execution.
So it's crazy. Or they fired more than 20 times. They hit him six times.
Wow.
So they shot about two dozen times, but they hit him with six bullets.
And the victim is now dead?
No. He survived amazingly.
I'm telling you, it's a blessing that we're just a bad aim in this city. Countless. I mean, you shoot 20 times, you only get six. What is that? Less than 33% of your shots fired? I got to do the math here. I mean,
Nick would do the stats.
Yeah, even Jalen Hurts couldn't go 6 for 20.
Only Nick would do the stats on the Philadelphia shooting.
Jesus.
Nick is going to go like in the jail and go, yo, what's the matter with you? Like, your stats. You got a horrible stats.
4 for 30? You should get an extra 10 years for being that bad of a name.
It's true.
It's actually a blessing. I make light of it, but
I know.
Thank God this person's okay.
To your point, he was struck six times.
Right.
And so thank God that our hospitals are like these triage units, as we've talked about, that they can amazingly... they can save all of these gunshot victims.
Yes, I'm telling you. I think I've said this in the past. What time did this happen at again?
This happened about 10:30 at night.
These hospital
last
workers
night.
That work that overnight shift, God bless them, because that's when a lot of this stuff happens and comes rolling right into their workplace.
Crazy.
Yep.
So and there were people on that SEPTA bus, by the way. They didn't know what was going on, but nobody hurt aboard the bus. By the way, the woman driving the vehicle who was picking up the 21-year-old who had finished his Chipotle shift, nobody else injured. So I will say in that spray of bullets, that was a miracle, too, according to police, that nobody else was struck. So we got that going on. And so we do have that $20,000 reward being offered for a tip that would lead to an arrest and conviction in the case of that Pete's Pizza Shop shooting that we've talked a lot about on Ridge Avenue, the pizza shop right next to Girard College. In that one, started with what looks like a minor fender bender, minor accident, ended up with road rage. The two guys end up in the pizza shop. 26-year-old victim just shot in the head, close range, and just like executed. So they have released a pretty clear picture of the accused gunman in that one. He took off in a dark-colored SUV. $20,000 reward. They say that guy is armed and dangerous and still on the loose in the city of Philadelphia. So an important story to talk about. And I just want you to think about this. Imagine if that happened in the suburbs. And just think about any suburb. Like, remember Chester County with Cavalcante?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If this happened in Chester County, Monco, Bucks County, that would be the lead story.
Oh, yes.
It would be making possibly national news
when
it happens in Philadelphia. And this is not fair or right.
Right.
That we have this armed and dangerous man who, at pretty close range, after maybe a road rage fender bender, just pulled out his firearm and shot a 26-year-old dead in the head.
It's unbelievable. How about that? You dropping a Danilo Cavalcanti reference. Well, that seems like just yesterday, doesn't that?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember he was found with the Eagles sweatshirt on that he stole from somebody's garage, and the dog sniffed him out?
Crazy.
Yeah, good boy, good boy. Get
him. Did Josh Shapiro ever send the guy?
It's a great question.
You see Shapiro, we have to ask him, did you ever, because remember he said he wanted to send him a new Eagles sweatshirt?
Well, Bob Casey's got a lot of time on his hands now these days. He could go swing by a Modell's or a Dick's and grab some apparel for that guy.
And we've talked a lot this morning. If you're just joining us, where have you been?
I know.
As Greg says.
Yes.
We start at 6 a.m.
Go, people.
But Casey has conceded, U.S. Senator Bob Casey, nearly 30 years as a career politician. Obviously, he's the junior, his father, a legacy and legendary Democrat, last real pro-life Democrat to speak out. And so it was highly, his dad was highly respected, but he did finally concede to Senator-elect Republican Dave McCormick. And we congratulate Dave and Dina McCormick.
Are you surprised? And I know it's easy to sit here and ask the question or even make the statement. Are you surprised that McCormick lost to Oz 2 years ago in the primary? Because
it was split. Remember Kathy Barnett. Remember.
Yeah, okay, true.
So that, okay, that was, here's the thing. I don't want to get, I still have so much baggage over, like emotional baggage, because you know I love Kathy. I mean, but the truth of that whole race was,
yeah,
that was a mistake by the GOP. So you'll notice that this time around, they were able to do the vetting and not have this contentious three-way race with you know, three Republicans and then wearing them down and wearing the spending down. And then you're basically DOA by the time you get to the mainstream election.
True. I was just thinking about that last night. Like, what would have been had it have been just straight up McCormick against, which would have been Fetterman. And, you know, if that goes in a different direction, you know, we're never having all the conversations and the content we've had around John Fetterman on this show, who makes appearances on the cut sheet and things like that.
Yeah, I know there will be at least one appearance of him. Reacting to the Gates. I mean, that's like so classic, his reaction.
Just unbelievable.
And he spoke out
just a wang.
He spoke out. Fetterman, you know, spoke out about Casey and made a gracious comment. But no, it could, you know, so think about that. It could have been Dr. Mehmet Oz, or it could have been Dave McCormick, or it could have been Kathy Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she won Montgomery County.
Yep.
I would have taken any three of those people as far as, and even though, personally, I do applaud, and we have applauded Fetterman for standing up against his own party when it comes to this horrible anti-Semitic rhetoric and anti-Israel, anti-Jewish rhetoric that we've seen. So Fetterman wins points with me on that. However, he has been a rubber stamp for some of, as was Casey, for some of these horrifying policies, spending policies with Biden-Harris, and obviously the immigration policies.
Yep.
So, and the safety of all of us. So, got that going on. I know we're going to talk about so much today. And we talked about the beef recall, right? I did talk about the ground beef recall.
That's right.
So that's an important one. Greg's got to check his freezer.
Yeah.
Nick Hale does not, if you missed it, does not freeze his meat.
Right. Yeah, Most meats.
Right.
Most meats.
Yeah.
So we got that going on, which is nice. Budget Blinds, love Budget Blinds. Holidays are coming. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, motorization. Just visit them at budgetblinds.com. You get a free in-home consultation, the only no-questions-asked warranty in the entire business. Schedule your holiday consultation. Ask about their special radio offer. Thank you, Budget Blinds, on this blustery day. And I'll just give you a quick headline for this forecast because it'll never feel like the high. If you look at your phone and you go, oh, it's going to be 40 degrees today, it will never feel like more than 30 degrees today because of the wind gusts.
Oh, good.
Yeah, sorry, there's that. So raw, rainy with these wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And snow is expected in the Poconos. It's lovely there. The road's not so much. But there's a winter storm warning, by the way, through this afternoon in the Poconos.
My sister just texted me.
She did, Aaron?
Yep, it is snowing up in the Parkland area.
Sounds beautiful.
Lehigh Valley. Yeah, beautiful. That's one way to characterize it. I say depressing.
We're going to go to Longwood Gardens. So they're doing their, you can go now. I think it starts today.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a blustery day today. But Longwood Gardens is starting today and then through the weekend. We'll be there tomorrow. And if you've never done their holiday displays, it's just beautiful. It's so incredible. I love Longwood. But tomorrow, 52 degrees for your high. Still gusty, partly cloudy, and like I say, still windy, but no precipitation. So Sunday's definitely the better day. It's still a little bit breezy as we start out, but brighter skies, high of 54 degrees. Just looking ahead, on Monday and Tuesday, we are looking like almost 60 degrees. And then for your Thanksgiving, high of only 45. They're watching this storm that may impact Thanksgiving Day travel or even Black Friday shoppers the Friday after Thanksgiving.
I meant to ask you both, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the whole family bit, you know.
No,
I get it. But are you hosting? Going
to the mother-in-law's.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Are you prepared?
Post-Trump?
Oh, the question is, she prepared? Not am I prepared? I don't have to say a word. I just go in with that, you know, poop-eating grin on my face. And...
Has she spoken
to
you
since? Can we get video? I just, would love to be a fly.
Has she spoken to you since the election?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. But not about the election.
Oh, she hasn't said anything about it?
I haven't brought it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So would you?
Well, it depends on how many bourbons I have in me. Is it pre-nap or post-nap after the Thanksgiving dinner? What's the score of the Cowboy game? A lot of variables here, Dawn.
Between your wife and your sister, they'll be like,
that's right,
watering down Nick's bourbon.
That's right. And I'm very good at gauging an environment, so I'll be able to tell. And then, you know, if my wife's uncle, who is part Alex Jones, part Bernie Sanders, if he starts spouting off, then I'll jump in and join the fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But
I typically avoid,
awesome.
And I did this with sports too. Like I avoid those conversations that I do 20 hours a week. Like I don't decide to start doing a sports show in the middle of the living room with family. Like if it's talked about it, but like, you know, by that point, like I'm just trying to disconnect from what I do for my job. So, but
don't they, because of what you do, don't they want to, cause I feel like,
no, they don't want my opinion. They've hated my opinion for 20 years.
I have, whenever I'm in public settings and people know who I know what I do,
yeah.
I'm always, you know, politics is always discussed.
Yeah.
And my question is, or my answer was always like, I can't. Like, this is my life 5 days a week. I can't do it right
I don't
now.
Want to do it, but I'm willing to oblige. I'm not going to be like a jerk about it, but yeah, I'll keep it minimal.
I love it.
Dawn, what are you doing?
I am not cooking.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I bring pies, cakes, and wine that are from my favorite bakeries. And so that's awesome that I don't cook. But we see family. We spend the day just kind of doing
traveling.
Traveling, but not so far.
Yeah.
The Pennsylvania travel.
So you make multiple stops.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Montgomery, Chester County.
Do you eat at every stop?
I don't.
But your family might.
See, I do the multiple stops for Christmas, but it's a one-stop shop for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we stopped all that. My wife is just like, we're not traveling anymore. I'm going to host. Whoever wants to come can come. If you don't want to come, sorry, better luck next year.
Beautiful. I like that attitude. That's a great mindset.
That's kind of what we're doing for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. So.
I think once we move into our permanent place next year, next Thanksgiving, we'll finally host again. We haven't hosted in a long time.
I'm too old to be traveling around, especially with a four-year-old.
So you're so Greg's the only one. You and Steph are hosting.
Yeah.
You do the turkey?
And it's all Steph too. It's not me. I mean, she does all the cooking. I just, you know.
You don't carve the bird?
Oh, I do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I do, and it usually goes bad. I'm not great at it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not. I can admit it. Mm. Yeah. I'm more of like I'll drain that in the strainer if you need that help or.
That's oddly specific.
It is.
That was awesome.
I'll open the can of yams.
Yeah.
Yams.
Yeah.
Pour it in.
I like Thanksgiving better than Christmas. Thanksgiving to me is more of a relaxing, low-key thing. Christmas, it's the hustle. It's the bustle. This place, that place. Thanksgiving, I want to get up, watch
Easton Peaberg.
Easton Peaberg.
You're such a townie, man.
Yeah. Then I want to watch the bad NFL game. Yeah. I just want to sit in the chair and just... You know, veg out.
But in our family, I would say, luckily, most of my family, are Trump supporters.
Okay.
But then what you do is you avoid the few people, the conversation. No, not avoid them as people. But I mean, if you're talking about because you might not have seen a family member.
Right.
And then you see them, you're like, how did you like that stuffing? We just avoid... In front of the family members we know are Democrats, then we just kind of change the topic.
Which is, it's just so sad that we have to do that, right?
Yeah, but they might get triggered.
Just in general, even before the Trump era, I mean, you know, family politics have been divisive for, you know, generations. It's just absurd that has to be a thing. You know, big deal. Okay, you're Democrat, I'm Republican. Get over it, you know? Big deal.
That's true.
And then, Jimmy Matthews brings up, who's in the YouTube chat, by the way, brings up...
How the legs doing, Jimbo?
Christmas decorations going up fully on Sunday, yes. After Thursday, after next Thursday, you are permitted to put up your Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has them up already, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Just stop.
This rush to do everything sooner and sooner, earlier and earlier, is outrageous.
I'm good with Friday. I'm good with Saturday, Sunday, whatever. Any day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. You can't put Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving.
I'm just looking forward to all the people that are going to be out for the entire week next week. I know. I make it a 10-day weekend for Thanksgiving. It's like, go to work. Do something with your life.
Okay, the only thing I'm going to say looking at the forecast, Greg.
We're all working two days next week, so stop, Kale.
Well, that's fine, but look, we're only missing one day. We're missing Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Thursday, we all get off. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Black Friday, company holiday, and then the weekend. We're really only taking one extra day.
True.
But I'm just looking at the forecast and saying the warmest day, the warmest, sunniest day over the next, 10 days is this upcoming Monday. It's 60 degrees.
Oh, nice. Like that.
So that's the day I'm probably going to put the lights up outside.
Monday.
On Monday.
Wow.
But I won't light them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, put the net or the stuff, you...
Is Larry okay with this?
Sergeant.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Sergeant Mark Fu says, Grinch Stalker is back today.
I feel for him.
No, it's true. I can't take driving down Byberry Road in the middle of the night when I come in for this awful job and seeing Christmas lights. Stop. It is not Thanksgiving yet.
Oh, man.
I had to drive so that... Offensive coordinator, thank you, Brian, took the guys out to all. I had to drop off David out in, where was it? It was somewhere in Montgomery County, way out there at this one of those Brazilian steakhouses.
Yeah.
Oh,
like, is that a good football coach?
Oh, yeah,
like, do you know how much money that was?
Oh, better endless than, meats.
Oh my gosh!
Better than the last one, huh, Dawn? No Lib, by the way, says, Greg, I put my lights up when it's warm, but I don't turn them on until December 1st.
Agreed.
That's
a smart way to do it, yeah.
But just driving through, because 309, there was an accident, so I was going through all these neighborhoods through, and a lot of people already have their lights up and on, Christmas lights. I was wow, you guys got a jump start.
Yeah.
Greg sees that in the morning.
Stop it!
And by the way,
stop it!
Then they gave David a ride home, so I didn't have to drive, another hour round trip.
Yeah.
They come in the house, and they have to go to the bathroom.
Of course.
You know what I mean? That meat?
They just poured out all that meat.
Where's the meat sweats?
I'm like, oh, where's the plunger? He's like, could you go at the restaurant?
Hey, Ma, throw in another roll.
Oh, man.
Teenage boys.
Yeah.
It's a joy.
All right, is that it? Is this the news? Where
yeah,
are
I did
we?
The sponsor. Yeah.
It was my
completed.
Fault. I
don't know what we're doing here. I feel like I'm like Joe in the rainforest. 855-839-1210. Let's get some calls here. Our weekly dose of Del Ran. Let's go to our buddy Ed. He's probably got some rhymes ready. What's up, Edward?
Nick, Dawn, and Greg continue to give that breaking news because they don't want the country to lose and they don't want you to have to drink too much booze.
Wow, that's true.
That's very true. Very nice. Although I encourage the last part.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. What can I tell you? Now, isn't this an excellent pick that Trump made with Pam Bondi? I watch her on Fox News all the time. God, I love her.
Yeah.
She is going to be fantastic, and I think she's going to get confirmed with no problemo.
Yeah, I think she's going to get through easily. That was kind of the consensus opinion last night, Ed, of all the talking heads, whether it was on the left-wing networks or on Fox. They all think that she'll get through with ease. Nobody's going to put any resistance or pushback to her selection because she's got the pedigree. I mean, she did it at the state level in a huge state like Florida. So the only question I would have is, and I guess we talked about the theories earlier. If she was the no-brainer all along, that's great. But, you could have, I guess, did this from Jump Street, right? I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it.
Again. Well, I said I believe that she was always the choice for AG. They needed to throw a bone to Matt Gaetz.
And she kind of flew under the radar, too, mm-hmm. because, there was Todd Blanche, who was technically the deputy AG. And then I saw yesterday people throwing out the name of Mike Lee, Andrew Bailey, Mike Davis. Mm-hmm. These were names that Polymarket had odds for. And Pam Bondi was not even listed. So if she was the choice all along, then they did a really good job of kind of keeping that under the radar, so to speak. Let's wrap up. This will be a good one. We've got Diane, who wants to talk about the rush to the holidays. Hello, Diane.
Hi. Good morning, gang.
Hey.
So it's not my imagination that Christmas has just usurped Thanksgiving this year.
No, yeah. It's not your imagination. It's happening in real time.
100%.
It's crazy. This is like after Halloween. It just jumped right to Christmas.
Right.
It was like people were putting up, it was like the first weekend of November.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's get our Christmas decorations up. I'm like, well, not me, because I love Thanksgiving. For me, Christmas, I celebrate the reason for the season. It's not always been the materialistic aspect of Christmas for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a true, like, Thanksgiving. I've always hosted. It's just the most laid back, wonderful holiday. And it's just like, what the heck is going on?
I know. Yeah. It's like we went from Halloween to winter. We didn't even have a true fall.
Well, it's because it's been so warm.
I know.
It's been so warm.
Yep, you're right.
And dry.
We do this with everything, right? Like, you know, it's back to school shopping season. I'm seeing Halloween stuff.
I know.
It's September 5th. I've got pumpkin spice lattes being sold at coffee shops. Everything just starts earlier and earlier nowadays.
Indeed.
Hooray, capitalism.
Yep.
855-839-1210. Cut sheet coming up at 7:45 as we continue. Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Every Friday night, FanDuel in partnership with the Valley Forge Casino is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets let you get in on the action from the opening tip. You can bet on things like who will score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. And best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Just look for Friday firsts in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Greg to claim your Friday first profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA and the official partner of 1210 WPHT, so you know you're in good hands. 21 and over, President PA. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms at both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
A couple of stories to get to before we get to the cut sheet. Do want to talk a little bit about this story with Rachel Maddow that, boy, I tell you what a rough week for MSNBC. A week ago, right around this time, Mika and Joe, they wander on down to Mar-a-Lago and they bend the knee and they kiss the ring of Donald Trump. And next thing you know, the rumors out there are true. Comcast is trying to sell off MSNBC. They share their story at Mar-a-Lago on Monday. Their ratings go into the tank immediately into hour number two. They've had a terrible week. And now MSNBC with more details that poor old Rachel Maddow, we call that the Monday Maddow because she only works one day a week, will actually have to take, this is about an 18% pay cut.
18%, wow, that's a lot, 18%.
I know. I mean, she's going to have to really trim off the excess spending for the holidays this year, as she's going to go from $30 million a year to $25 million a year. Rach, things are getting a little tight around here. We're going to give you a new 5-year deal at a cool $25 million per year.
Wait. She signed a 5-year deal at $25 million.
According to the Ankler, now I'm reading this from the Daily Beast. Here's the specifics. MSNBC star Rachel Maddow taking a $5 million pay cut amid growing uncertainty about the channel's future.
Wow.
The Ankler reported on Thursday.
Sure.
No idea what the Ankler is. Do you have any idea what the Ankler is?
No.
Okay. Maddow, who currently makes $30 million a year at the network, renegotiated for $25 million a year for the next 5 years.
Wow. Oh, my God.
One executive told the Ankler, quote, "This is a difficult time, and they needed to keep her."
I got to tell you, like, she, say what you will about MSNBC, but she is the only one that gets ratings there.
Mm-hmm. How does she do?
The headline, they call her Ratings Viagra, which is ironic.
For that network, she's like a blue pill.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an ironic term because she's a lady who's married to a lady. I don't know.
Interesting.
I just feel like if you're, I don't know, if you're going to spend all that money for one day a week, and I guess she does, like, you know, special coverage and election stuff, but, like, I don't know. I just...
This executive says no one else can do what she does. You can't build a brand like it overnight. So I would have to, and I guess I don't know if we can find those. We always talk about the TV ratings.
Yeah.
What time is she on?
9
on the,
p.m.
9 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but she doesn't beat Hannity.
No.
Not that Hannity's a ratings juggernaut anymore either. I mean,
I think he did. I think he, I think he,
no,
Fox does very well.
Yeah, but it's all solid. She competes against him
really?
Pretty well. Yeah.
So
yeah.
She,
on Mondays when she's on.
Yeah, yeah.
So she beats Caitlin Collins at 9 o'clock because everybody beats CNN. Mm-hmm. But she still loses to Hannity, but puts up a respectable fight. But when you look at, like, the ratings on Fox, you have The Five, you have Jesse Waters, those shows rated higher than Hannity's current program. But and here's my thing, and again, I'm a capitalist, you know, if you can get that and somebody's willing to give you $25 million a year to work one day a week plus a few special broadcasts, God bless you, knock yourself out. I don't know what is so special about her. Now, I get
she's,
it.
She's good. If you watch her, she's good at what she does.
But she's just as insane as Joy Reid and some of the other ones on that
but
network.
But she's smarter than...
Yeah.
Like, I have a relative like this who's very... A brilliant woman who is also a little cray cray, but is very far to the left. And so what happens is they're a lot of fun and they're entertaining. You know what I mean? Not that I'm talking politics with my relative, but for Rachel Maddow, she seems to believe what she's saying, and she goes all in, and she's very she's authentic within herself.
So,
if that makes any
sense. Yeah, no,
yeah, I'm not
sense.
Saying I agree with anything she says. And especially the time, like the times, Greg, you've played on your cut sheets where, you know, she literally said, we're not going to watch a Trump speech, which is news. It's still news.
I know. Think about that. You're sitting there with editorial control to tell people that we're not going to carry. I remember playing that. We're not going to carry Trump because we can't fact check him live in real time. I remember blowing a gasket on this show about them. Like, who are you to sit there and say what gets aired as a news network because you can't fact check it?
NoLib asks if they can, if the new owners can get rid of her when they take over. Of course, they can do whatever they want to, but she's going to get paid.
Right, she's going to get. She has a. There'll be a buyout.
But
right?
That's the question. In that, what is it? A five year deal?
Yeah, $125 million.
Are there outs in the contract?
I'm sure there are windows. I'm sure there are, but I'm sure that even the windows are you know
lucrative.
You know what I mean? Like, she's not going to walk away with. $100,000, you know what I mean? Like, she's gonna walk away
millions.
With she's gonna walk away with millions and millions and millions of dollars.
But think about also the feeling that something like that creates in a company where you know there are going to, you know, possibly be layoffs and that sort of thing if they're spinning off, and so then you're the, you know what I mean? You're the camera operator, the union. You know, you're in a union,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to probably eliminate jobs when they do this.
Yep.
And so to keep her. And it's, you know, widely reported the 25, oh my gosh, like $25 million a year.
I mean, they make it's Mika crazy. And Joe look like a bargain. I mean, at least they're working 5 days a week.
But they're living in this like fantasy land as if it's like the NFL. And even the NFL contracts have all these outs, yep. right?
I hate to tell you guys, but I know, like, you know, we're all dancing on MSNBC's grave, but like Fox better watch themselves as well,
mm-hmm.
because
their ratings are down as well,
and they've proved themselves, especially in this last election, mm-hmm. kind of irrelevant. So, you know, like, it's easy to sit here and say MSNBC, yeah, but like Fox ain't.
Well,
you know.
To your point, they say in this article, the channel currently at a crossroads following Trump's victory. According to Nielsen data, ratings dipped to 40% less than they were. The last time this year, though, execs are counting on viewers to come back the way they did in 2016 once Trump's administration gets underway.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see in late January, February, the first quarter of 2025, you know, are all of those people that have bailed on MSNBC returning to get their pound of Orange Man flesh, right? Because, you know, MSNBC, if they're keeping all of these people, let's assume they are after Comcast sells it off, Joy Reid's not changing her shtick, right?
No,
Rachel Maddow.
None of them are.
So they're all going to keep going after Trump, But right now, what they're doing, and we said this would happen, they're going to pivot away from Trump because Trump right now is super popular. He won the popular vote. They've done the whole bash Trump thing. Now it's about discrediting and tearing down each and every individual that he selects for his administration if there's an ounce of dirt out there on any of these individuals. But they'll go back to their same tired thing. There's no doubt.
But Fox, this time around, you think about the fact that they have competition, not just from the Daily Callers and the Breitbarts, but Newsmax. And so, right, isn't it Newsmax is the other?
Yeah.
So they never had competition before. So now they're covering, so Fox and the Fox News end of it is not the pundits who give opinions like Laura Ingraham. I'm not talking about Laura Ingraham's show. I think she's fine and those after hers, but I think that for Fox News, they now have the task of covering covering the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
And so do they risk irking the Trump, the MAGA supporters who say, you know what? I don't like some of what you're reporting. I don't like the way you've gone after Trump in the past.
And to your point and to your credit, there's a lot of those people that bailed on Fox after Tucker Carlson was let go. They're like, I'll go to Truth Social. I'll go to Rumble. I'll follow Tucker Carlson's show on X. So you're right. Like, Fox does not have the big they're still the major player, but they don't have the same market share they had the last time Trump was in office.
Right.
The landscape has shifted.
Because a lot of them are seen, and because you have a change of the guard, the son's taking over for the father and the Murdoch family as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of a lot of Trump supporters, that will be interesting for me to just watch from a media aspect to see what other channels as far as conservatives who have stuck with Trump and follow and really want this Trump mandate that we keep talking about. Because I think that for Trump and for his team, which is an eclectic team that we've talked about, where you have people who are former Democrats, people who are independents, and they've all come together under Trump. And so how is that covered? How is that viewed? And how does that impact the media?
Yes, indeed.
By the way, on the YouTube chat, Nick, Hal, Newman, Price, and Road Warrior are having a discussion. They feel like you're dressed as a 90s Russian hitman.
A 90s Russian hitman? No, this is my winter golf quarter zip.
Road Warrior says he's dressed like a human trafficker who gets whacked in the first 10 minutes of a Jason Statham movie.
That's like this. Nice little foot joy quarter zip. This thing went for $90. All right, Road Warrior. It was a pleasure to meet him, by the way.
Yeah, it was great to meet you.
But we never posted the picture with Road Warrior.
He doesn't want his photo out there.
He's our mystery man.
But
he posts for like multiple pictures with us. What did he expect us to do with the picture? Keep it in our little file?
I don't know.
He had glasses on as well. He had a skull cap on. Yeah. His identity was concealed.
I didn't like that picture anyway, so don't post it.
You're never happy with pictures, are you?
No, I don't like taking pictures.
I'm the same way.
It's so awkward standing there. Like, I hate taking pictures.
See, I like doing it, but I don't like what I see on the other end then eventually. I'm like,
how
fat my head looks.
Stop. Can I tell you something? Did you guys ever watch the series Barry, where he's a hitman?
Yeah, sure.
And so there's this like Russian killer guy who I think with Nick Cale.
He does look like a Russian hitman. YouTube.com/@12CWPHD.
Take a look at the back of the windbreaker.
If you want to see. Yeah,
I got to pull up a shot.
Look at that. Very nice. Yeah, he does.
Nice. I love it.
You like that, huh? Yeah. Hard to pull off this look, Road Warrior. Hard to pull it off.
Shave wants to know if you have flip-flops on.
No, too cold out. No, I got these. I'll show you. Everybody's worried about my outfit. Let me take the shoe off real quick. I got these from J. Crew. They're like
little tennies.
My grandma would say tennies. Yeah, like I could see myself wearing these in the summer with no socks on, and then my feet get real sweaty and stinky. Yeah.
Don't you put on those like little half socks when
I wear ankle socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an ankle sock guy. Right. Like Jimmy Matthews. Yeah. When he's running the steps. True. Yeah.
By the way, that
Road Warrior, you wear ankle socks?
That video of Jimmy Matthews running up the art museum steps is up on our Twitter page. And I think it's on Instagram too. By the way, if you're not following on Instagram, 1210 WPHD on Instagram, we haven't made a a pitch for Instagram in a while.
Yeah, so. Remember that? You used to beg for followers that, there, and then you begged for YouTube likes.
Well, because Instagram was the only place that we could post those videos. You know what I mean? So, and I had to build.
Right.
Because the last PD, they locked out the, or we got taken down or something like that, so I had to build up the follower count on Instagram again. So just go to.
Whatever happened to that last PD? Where is he these days?
Click a, I don't know. They all go to the land where, you know what I mean? They're never heard from again.
It's unbelievable.
Which will be me. It'll be me in probably 6 months.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, Road Warrior seems like a tube sock guy.
Yeah.
I could totally see him being into the tube socks.
Yeah.
All right. So enough sock talk. 855-839-1210. We'll come back and we will get to what's on the cut sheet because I know we are all eagerly anticipating it. I am as well. I've already seen what's on it and I still can't wait.
I have three pages worth of content.
All right. There we go. Kale and Company back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
My daughter Mia is wearing the Kale and Company Free Speech Lives Here hooded sweatshirt to school today.
Oh, boy.
It's the gray one that we had about a year ago. The black one really fits me well, but since I've gained about 10 pounds in the last year... The gray one doesn't fit anymore, so I told my wife that she could just, I don't know, use it for whatever, because I'm not going to be able to get back into it. So my daughter apparently wanted to wear it, because she said that's Daddy's radio show. So she's going into Bluebell Elementary today.
Oh, boy.
Wearing a Kale and Company Free Speech Lives Here shirt.
Dawn?
Bad parenting, or am I starting them at the right age? What? It's just, First Amendment, that's all. You know. Constitution.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, it's not like she's wearing, anything political. She's not wearing she's not going to school with a MAGA hat or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, most teachers that don't listen to this type of radio probably have no idea what that sweatshirt even means anyway. But I don't know.
Look it up.
Maybe a teacher will get triggered today and I'll get a report.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
All right, let's put a poll question up. Phil, put a poll question up.
Yeah.
Good parenting, bad parenting.
Kale and Company hoodie for a 10-year-old to school.
Oh,
good idea, bad idea. There's no in-between, folks.
No in-between.
I'm either going to be really, really vilified or super, super popular after this one. But we'll find out. Leave it up to you people. All right, 7:55. Let's find out what Stocker has lined up for the cut sheet.
What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet on this Friday? Brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month. Using all applicable rebates, see store for details. Relationships really do matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Check them out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. All right, we talked a lot in the first hour or so about the new AG, Attorney General nominee. All right, there it is. Good parenting, bad parenting. Up on the YouTube chat. I'm going to put my thought in there. 87% right now. 83. Say good parenting.
All right.
Bad at 16%.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
I just sent the picture in our group chat. You guys can take a look at it.
So Pam Bondi named Attorney General. I believe that she was always...
Yep.
The pick for Attorney General. They just needed to get Matty Ice out of the way.
Bad hombre.
Because he's an effing creep.
Or as Dawn would say, he's a little icky.
Yeah, she's being kind.
Well, I'm just saying the report is icky. I don't think, And the original report that I saw said they were 18, but now they're saying it's just like the age 17, 18 mm-hmm. with a guy like in his, even though this happened, 2016, 2017.
Yep.
But it's still, I just think that I like Greg's theory that they were trying to give him an out
mm-hmm.
and a reason because he resigned right before the report would have come out, would have been revealed.
And he resigned, too.
He resigned, and he didn't have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That was
so it's like stopping the clock. It's like running out of bounds, like in a right football mm-hmm. game. Like, stop the clock. So, and then some alleged hacker, which I don't buy that story, supposedly hacked into the attorney's private website. Should have had, like, the duck to go right, Privacy Pro, or but I actually don't think it was hacked. I think that they leaked it.
Okay.
By the way, he is so for those not, I mean, everybody in this audience is familiar with Pam Bondi, but she's also she's very good on illegal immigration too, especially in the state of Florida. Okay, let's play cut 13. This is Pam Bondi. For those of you who don't know anything about her. This was her a couple of years ago.
These criminals made one very big mistake. They wound up in Polk County. And I'll tell you, it's bad enough in one thing to profit from poisoning others, but it's another when you bring drugs from Mexico into our country, California, Texas, Georgia, and end up in our state and do it with impunity. Because when you're in this country illegally and you're doing things illegally, I want to tell you, and you wind up in Polk County, Grady Judd is going to find you. The DEA is going to help him. And my statewide prosecutors are going to lock you up for as long as we can.
Yeah. Florida, the F around and find out state where law and order is still a thing. I love her. I do. I think she's going to be great. She's strong, and she's got the pedigree. She's done it at a, I mean, you can't really do it at a higher level than she has done it at, you know, Florida, Texas, California, New York. When you're an attorney general and you put up a resume in one of those states, I think you're absolutely qualified for this position, far more than Gates would have been. I still think, again, separating, I don't like Gates, but I think he would have been good at the job. I don't think it was in over his head, or he wouldn't be able to figure out how to navigate the landscape and all the details and the duties that the position requires. But she has done this at a state level. So she, I
for
would
eight
presume,
years.
Yeah, I presume so. She'll be able to hit the ground running on day one like it's no big deal.
Apparently that audio didn't go over the YouTube chat or the stream. So
okay.
We're already being blocked.
No.
Well, the visual was nice.
The visual, but the I think the audio was only on the left channel instead of the right channel for all of you techs out there.
Oh,
so sorry about that, Jimmy. Can you dub that into to our Adobe there and save it for me so we can play it later? Thank you. Just get really upset when things don't work properly. Yeah. MSNBC is freaking out because, according to one of their guests, Pam Bondi is competent.
So MSNBC is going to freak out
because
over competence.
He says she's competent.
Okay,
and he's literally having a meltdown.
That's kind of what I saw last night on all three networks. They were all high praise for her.
This is this was on Ari Melber's program last night. Go.
Pam Bondi is exactly what I was saying in the last segment that we should all fear, because she's competent. We may not agree with her ideologically, but she actually knows how to do this job. So if anyone on the Democratic side or anyone who cared about liberty or justice was thinking, well, maybe Matt Gaetz will screw this up and that'll give us some time. No, Pam Bondi knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing about immigration. Remember, Florida is one of those states that's been very aggressive about migrants and deportation and moving people to different states and everything else like that. Florida has enacted all sorts of rules and laws to curtail students and what they can do on campuses and finding legal justifications for manipulating education money. She is a dangerous and effective pick, and that's frankly worse than what we would have got with Matt Gaetz, even with the deplorable moral background that he has.
Oh, yeah, and I want to discuss that with a little more depth.
There you go.
That's weird. So it sounds like at first he's praising the pick, saying she's good, and now at the end he says she's dangerous?
Well, no, he's freaking
because
out.
Because she's good.
Yes.
In other words, the Democrats would fear her because she,
good.
Which is a, sort of a bizarre way to think, right?
Yes.
It's all about who can carry out these policies.
Yeah.
And so what they're saying is, hey, she can actually, in a very competent way, carry out the very complicated this immigration policy to say that even if you're going to say, well, the first year you're going to focus on jails and those individuals who are illegal immigrants in this country who are known accused criminals or convicted criminals. I mean, think of the jails and that sort of thing. So, or holding cells, or whether they had a bracelet and they did something and then they let them go.
Yep.
So even that, all the layers of this are complicated. She's somebody who knows how to navigate through that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, hey, she's dangerous because she can, in a competent manner, carry out this policy.
Yeah.
And then they're worried that, you know, gathering up all these illegal, you know, dangerous people as mm-hmm. far as the criminal elements, you know, that would make Trump look good.
Yeah.
So who cares about the fact, you know, that they're rooting out these terrorists and killers and rapists.
Uh-huh.
Eh, we're not, you know, we just don't want Trump to look good. Think about how terrible that is.
Oh, I know. I get it.
upside down land.
Uh-huh.
So they asked Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman about Matt Gaetz withdrawing his name.
This is a wild clip.
and he
looks like a monk.
Yeah,
in the dark brown.
Yep.
Like a friar.
Yeah.
In the dark brown hoodie, doesn't he?
He does. All right, John Fetterman, go.
Matt Gaetz dropping out.
Holy I didn't see that coming.
Oh.
I mean, like, yes, he was the ultimate troll, and people have the opportunity, they can freak out over thing and respond, and if you want to do that, you don't have to, you better pace yourself, though, because it's not even Thanksgiving, and we don't have to react and take unserious things so seriously that the world's going to spin off its axis the way it is right now. But I just heard something. I heard that Trump is going to issue a new silver dollar to commemorate that. So I think that's going to be the next cycle.
Fetterman's a bit of a troll himself.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's funny.
He's got a troll game to him. I never really considered Gaetz to be a troll. It was.
No, he is.
I just thought that he was. I think he's just not a good person. And again, I don't really. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, I'm fine with having people in positions if you're talented. But I just didn't think what he brought to the table. You always balance.
He's a fighter, though. He is a fighter, and he's fierce.
Oh yeah, he's got.
And
stones.
I like that. That piece
I agree.
Of, you know,
I totally agree. He's got a backbone. There's mm-hmm. there's no doubt about it. And you need that. I just don't need the same personality across the board. Is all I've been saying. I don't want that to come off the wrong way. But I like a mix of people with, you know, you got some of your flamethrowers, you've got other people that just put their, you know, the head down and do the work. And, you know, to me, I'm all about authenticity. And sometimes I feel like some of these people put on a show and they don't get productive results. So that's the whole thing with Gaetz. It's nothing personal with Gaetz, but, you know, I have a pretty good sniffer. I can sniff out a skunk when I smell one. And I always thought he was kind of a shady character.
The full police report was released yesterday on Pete Hegseth. On an alleged sexual assault that happened in the 2017.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
A reporter asked him point blank about it. This is cut 9, Phil. This is what he said.
Did you sexually assault a woman in Monterey, California?
I have, as far as the media is concerned, it's very simple. The matter was fully investigated, and I was completely clear. And that's from the legal. Thank you very much.
You know, I was reading some of the details of the report, and it's interesting because it happened. And again, I never really know what goes through the mind of a woman. So I don't think you should be able to say, well, you only came forward 5 days later or 10 years later. I'll leave that to Dawn and
by the way,
how a woman processes.
By the way, it wasn't the accuser that came forward. It was a nurse that came forward. You can't say that it was an accuser trying to, because it was not the accuser that came forward.
Not 4 days later? I read, I think it was the lady that said she couldn't really recall what had happened.
She said she was drugged.
She thought allegedly. That maybe somebody put something in her drink,
yeah.
And then he was, like, talking with her to make sure she was okay. I think there might have been, like, some sort of, like, she was in another relationship. I was reading it last night. There's a long thread about the details from the report, but, you know, again, you know, innocent until proven guilty. If you've been vetted, my gut tells me that I have a better feeling about Hegseth than I do Gaetz. For whatever that's worth, whatever that means, that's just my gut feeling.
Yeah, and so whatever happened in this hotel room in California back then, 2016, 2017, it happened. They were in the hotel bar.
Aren't there any people that we can nominate that aren't, that, you know, haven't been accused of something?
This is why I never idolize these politicians, whether they're politicians for the first time or they've been in office for, like, so many people have so much baggage on themselves. Like, and here, let me ask you this. Like, especially if you're one of these new outsiders coming into politics. Like, you know, like the Gateses of the world. And I get it. He's been in office for a while. He's done whatever. But, like, you know the way the swamp and the media operates. They want to get dirt on you. Is it that, just a general question about how to live your life, is it that difficult to stay out of trouble? Like, how hard is it to stay away from a 17-year-old, right? Allegedly. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to just not be having benders after, living Hunter Biden lifestyle? Like, can't you just do your job and then do what I do? Go home and place a bet and pour a drink instead of messing around and doing all this just unsavory stuff. Is it that hard to control yourself?
Well, can I just say, okay, I'll say what the report says with Pete Hegseth, okay?
Yeah.
That they're in this hotel bar. She is with her boyfriend, right?
Mm. Boyfriend, that's what I thought I read.
Boyfriend, yep, goes up to the room. She remains in the bar drinking. At some point, the boyfriend goes back looking for her, but she's not in the bar. Where is she? She then comes back later to her actual room with the boyfriend where she's staying. And says, oh, I don't really remember. I had too much to drink, and I must have fallen asleep. So he's like, where have you been? Oh, I must have fallen asleep. This is according to the report. 5 days later, she does go to do, requests a sex assault, like a rape kit exam with a nurse in a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I don't really remember what happened, she says. Maybe somebody slipped something into my drink. I ended up in a hotel room where she told the nurse, I believe an assault occurred, but it's kind of hazy. I think I might have been drugged.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole story.
Yep, that's what I read.
That was right, that they're saying. And so then apparently at some point when he became more famous on Fox News, an attorney calls him. He then pays off. It's cheaper. We don't know what the amount was, but he agreed to pay off something to keep put the whole thing behind him.
Yeah.
Those are the facts.
Which I always consider that, like, yeah, something went down. It was not good. I'm just going to pay this for this nightmare to go away, which, you know, kind of implies some sort of culpability.
Tracy on the YouTube chat says this is the game. They just want to smear someone. Okay, but like they're not going to get Pam Bondi for sexual assault. Mm-hmm. Marco Rubio, he's not going to get smeared for sexual assault. Like that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like yes, of course. There's going to be anytime somebody gets nominated, there's going to be like, hey, this person did this, this person did that. But what these guys are being accused of, whether it's true or not, is awful.
It's not a good look.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Terrible PR.
So,
I got
like,
it.
All I'm saying is mm-hmm. this wide range of people. Like, why zero in on these people that may have skeletons in their closet? True or not?
And you mentioned Pam Bondi, and you're not going to have that kind of dirt on her. But there's also these stories out there about Linda McMahon, right?
Yep.
Linda McMahon allegedly and knowingly allowed some sort of abuse to go on without being like a
ring boys,
whistleblower, and speaking up.
Mel Phillips, you know, the ring announcer that mm-hmm. was accused of.
Yep.
I mean, like there's been cases in the WWE that she was a part of. I mean, she wasn't a part of it, but
right.
She was a part of the company
yeah.
when they covered it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Like, Mike Huckabee, he's not going to be accused of anything.
Yep.
So, yes, I get it. They're going to smear people, but not in, like, I just feel like there's better people. There's better people that you could, you know.
You didn't know what you're talking about.
Why I was all for Pam Bondi over Matt Gaetz, right?
Yeah.
Like, the question, and I think this is one of the theories I threw out in the Big Take, and it's about. And this was actually after we played you the Shermichael Singleton clip. You don't want to waste your equity and your good cachet on somebody that's not worth fighting for. So, like, you know, the whole thing with Matt Gaetz, look, it's the attorney general. Trump can find somebody else to fulfill whatever Trump envisions for the DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
You install person X, Y, or Z, and they execute it, right?
Yep.
So whether that's Matt Gaetz, Bob Johnson, Matt Smith, or Pam Bondi, as long as you get what Trump is promising, who cares who the person
is?
Can
I read you this little ditty?
Yeah.
So Hegseth is now 44, but
Did you say Diddy?
Diddy.
Oh, sorry. This little
was Hegseth at a Diddy party?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Pete Hegseth, they're saying, was going through a divorce at the time of this alleged situation with a, which is a little bit hazy with this woman, who he then, I guess, agreed to enter into a non-disclosure agreement of some sort. So he's now 44. But at that time that was happening, he was going through a divorce with his second wife, with whom he has three children. She had filed for divorce after he had a child with a Fox News producer, who is now his third wife, according to court records and social media posts by Hegseth. His first marriage ended back in 2009 after alleged infidelity by Hegseth, according to court records. So it's all I'm saying is,
guys,
my age,
he's lived Greg, three more lives than I have.
Greg, how many baby mamas do you have? How many producers have you?
It sounds unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah,
no skeletons in my closet. I can guarantee you I live the most boring life out there. But all I'm saying is that they're
going to smear him, but they have a little bit of ammo back there.
There's ammo there, and there's other people that you could, like, there are other people out there. Like, you're not going to find anything on Kristi Noem other than, you know, maybe her shooting the dog, you know, her saying that herself. But, like, Tom Holman, there's not going to be any skeletons.
He's just a badass.
That's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about. There are competent people out there that haven't had 19 wives and cheated on this and cheated on that and may or may not have done sexual assault. Right. Like, why go down these roads?
Right.
But it's a self-inflicted wound.
I can separate Hegseth from Gates in this regard. Okay, Hegseth has baggage. You know, maybe he wasn't a faithful husband, but at least he hasn't been accused of, you know, sexually whatever with a minor, right? Like, that's, you know, you could be a scumbag husband. It doesn't make you a criminal, right? Like, if Matt Gaetz did something immoral and illegal, that's a little different than what Hegseth, you know, maybe Hegseth can't keep it in his pants. All right. But at least, you know, he wasn't doing what Gaetz was allegedly doing. A little bit of a difference there.
I have to be honest. I love Pete on Fox. I had no idea of all of this. Woo!
Yeah.
I just want to know, where do these people get all of this,
like, energy?
Energy. We work so hard.
I know.
They don't work. Here's the whole thing with all, I will say, all of this. Hard work does keep you out of trouble.
Yes.
And so for all of us, honest to gosh, I don't know how they get all of this energy to, you know, do all this after a full day's work. They're not working hard.
I take a nap and I still don't have that energy after my nap with a Red Bull.
I mean, like, in your life, have you ever had this much energy you know what I mean? If you're in a hotel, you're like, oh, I'm going to get a nice hotel pillow. I can't wait. I'm just going to get some sleep.
I was looking when Nick and I, we were all there, but Nick and I stayed over when we went to, or when we did that live broadcast. And I was so looking forward to just going back to my hotel room and just sleeping in peace without a 4-year-old saying, Mommy, I had a nightmare. Can you come in my room? Like I was just looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I was not thinking of anything else. Mm-hmm. I just wanted a full night's sleep.
Yep. Yeah. Well, energy drinks and cocaine and penis pills are a potent combo, aren't they? These people go off for days. Ask Hunter Biden.
Days.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I remember. I told you I had a source when this Gates stuff came out. I told you I read the text on the air without revealing who sent it to me, and they told me verbatim Matt Gaetz could give Hunter Biden a run for his money as far as a party guy.
Wow.
I told you that on the air.
I mean, look at him. Of course. I profile all the time. I can look at that guy and be like, yeah, he's done some stuff. Yep. He's done some stuff. I'm telling you.
Yep.
You look at me, I haven't done some stuff.
Well, you did. It was just in 1994 at Pius the 10th.
But the truth is, if these guys were Democrats, they wouldn't. I mean, if anybody has anything, I mean, Pete Hegseth said that all of this might be explainable and he's an innocent guy and did none of this. But if you have anything in your closet, it's all going to come out.
And to your point, if the Democrats and the media want to play this game, well, let's play the game. Let's go through all these Democrats in office. Remember when they were having romper room in the Senate? Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of freaks in politics on both sides of the aisle.
Of course. You don't get into this without being a freak.
Really?
Honestly. All of them. They're all creeps.
I think some
of them. That's what I said. Stop hanging your hat on any politician because they're all corrupt scumbags. Stop.
Not all. Yes, they are.
I do think some of them enter politics in the arena with good intentions.
Yeah, and then they get corrupted.
Correct. But I think there's probably a few decent ones out there.
Really? Name one.
I think Tim Scott's probably a genuine. Lieutenant Tim Scott's probably a pretty low-key, low-energy dude.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
Yeah, what is he hiding? Exactly. Thanks.
He's got a beard.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's all, you know.
Nothing wrong with that. That dude is as weird as the day is long. I'm telling you.
Ro Khanna. Yeah, I think Ro Khanna's probably a relatively down-to-earth dude. Democrat from California. Okay. Big free speech guy.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Look, we have some wonderful Dave McCormick and Ryan McKenzie. We have some wonderful.
Wonderful, yes. Wonderful.
Newly elected officials who I think are good people and I think will do great things for our country.
Worry about your own family and your own friends. Stop hanging your hat on these dumb politicians.
I'm not hanging my hat. I'm just
talking about
I'm
you.
Just saying.
I'm not talking to you.
Politicians are not role models. Right? Remember that whole thing with athletes, Charles Barkley?
Can we get back to making fun of people?
Get back to whatever you want.
Way too serious.
It's a Friday.
Biden hosted the Boston Celtics.
Is he sure he did?
Well, he started to say who he was talking to and then he made a joke. I get it. But if you hear the clip, he was actually saying, I think he wanted to say Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I'm telling you. Listen to this. Cut seven. Go.
Well, welcome to the White House. I didn't know any of these guys behind me, but they just showed up. I don't know where the hell they came from.
He's not lying.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right? Celtics.
You're Celtics, right?
Not just any champion, but the winningest franchise in league history, and now with a record 18 titles.
There you go.
The Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, the Ball State Owls. You're the Celtics, right? Where's Jackie? He is so gone. The audacity of Morning Joe in April to tell America that he's on top of his... He's as sharp as he's ever been. Oh, man.
Let's see here. What else are we doing? Let's do... So, the Philippines are now urging its 300,000 illegals in the U.S. to self-deport ASAP.
Yes, come home ASAP.
This is unbelievable. Roll this, Phil.
The Philippine ambassador should not have said those things because it causes unnecessary panic in our community.
Romeo Hebron says he was flooded with calls and walk-ins to the migrant center here in North Long Beach once Filipinos heard this from their ambassador.
Well, my advice to them is to immediately leave voluntarily, because once you're deported, you can never come back to the United States.
Certainly blunt advice, but not entirely correct. Being caught without authorization in the U.S. brings a 10-year ban against returning legally. Still, the message was clear. Leave now before being caught up in President-elect Trump's mass deportation threats.
My advice is for them not to wait to be deported.
There are about 4 million Filipinos in the U.S., and our estimate is that 1 in 4 is undocumented.
That's between 200 and 300,000 Filipinos. And many have been in the U.S. for decades.
Wow.
Yep. I'm telling you, get ready. Get ready to pack up and get out. You've got, 59 days until Trump's inauguration on January 20th. He's not playing around. Tom Homan certainly is not playing around. Tom Homan just looks like a straight up nuts and bolts, meat and potatoes kind of guy. Like,
no,
I got no time for any of this.
No sexual assault in his past.
Nope.
I'm telling you.
Nope. And to me, as I said, we had a great conversation on this yesterday. It begins and it ends with the word illegal. I mean, you can stop right there. You are here illegally. And to be honest, I'm just not interested in any of the left or any of the media's feelings. You know what? I'm not in the feelings business. That's Hallmark, all right? So if you want a nice little card, go get a nice little card. Ship them up, get them out, go about it the right way. And oh, by the way, too, the whole 10-year thing, you know, like, especially during the Biden administration, if we, like, let's just say Trump was very laxed on border security, which we know he's not, but if he was, do you really think somebody being told you can't try to re-enter for 10 years is going to stop them? If they have desires to try to re-enter, it's not like they're going to wait for a 10-year expiration, so to speak. But I tell you what, you do not want to get caught trying to get across this border when Trump comes into office. It's going to be painful for you.
That's why they're all trying to get in now.
Yep. Those videos are unbelievable, those people.
They're all
crazy.
It's like the cavalry's coming.
It's like 1,300 people I saw.
Unreal.
In one post. It was, you know, we're trying to get across. Speaking of illegals, man, this, by the way, all this, all these videos and audio courtesy of NBC4 out of New York, so thank you for that. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's assistant was robbed and attacked by an illegal immigrant with 5 arrests since 2023. Remember, this is Alvin Bragg.
Oh.
Alvin Bragg's assistant was robbed, attacked by an illegal immigrant with 5 arrests since 2023. He's Venezuelan and a TDA gang member.
Oh, okay.
Oh, by the way, taxpayers pay for his hotel.
Oh, Alvin Bragg's deputy. Okay.
Play it.
Smiling, Brandon Somoza being led out of the Midtown South precinct on West 35th Street this morning.
Thinks it's a game.
Police say at about 2 a.m. Sunday, he robbed a 38-year-old woman in the hallway of her Hell's Kitchen apartment building. He allegedly grabbed her purse, cell phone, and bank cards and also performed a lewd act. The victim is a Manhattan assistant DA. She was not injured. Police traced her stolen cell phone to a hotel on West 45th Street, which led them to believe the suspect is a migrant, and they were able to track him down. Somoza was arrested just last night. Police say he was using drugs on the street and had stolen items with him. Police believe he is part of Tren de Aragua. That's the Venezuelan gang that has preyed on people in Times Square and Central Park. Somoza is facing a number of counts, including sexually motivated robbery and burglary. He also has 6 prior arrests, all from this year, on similar crimes. And he's believed to have arrived in the U.S. in February of 2023. In Lower Manhattan, Lauren Glassberg, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Unbelievable.
In less than 2 years in this country, 6 priors. The fact that he's even on the streets is indefensible.
Yeah.
What's the K word I'm looking for with Mr. Bragg? You know, and I don't take joy in this. The K word might be karma. K-A-R-M-A. Oh, man.
You're brutal, Brad.
It's just,
you're brutal, buddy.
It's just, you know, what, you think we're just making all this up? This is just a right-wing conspiracy theory? No, it's happening. And then when these losers like Alvin Bragg, who just don't prosecute crime with a political vendetta to get Donald Trump, why don't you focus on the things that really matter?
Yep.
Like getting Tren de Aragua out of New York City.
Gee. It's infuriating when it happens.
How do these people get elected? Voted for Alvin Bragg?
It's infuriating when it happens by an American citizen.
Yes.
But it's even more infuriating when it happens from something that could have been prevented.
Totally preventable.
If these people weren't here.
Totally
preventable. And that's I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody's like, why is the right wing so fascinated with the Lake and Riley thing? Like, there's tons of murderers every day. Granted, there are. But it's more infuriating when it happens with something that is totally preventable.
Yes.
It's that, like, we talk about that all the time.
On two fronts. Preventable from the fact that shouldn't be here in the first place.
Yep.
And then secondly, he's been arrested 6 times.
Yeah.
How do you get arrested 6 times in a year and a half and still be on the street? For legit crimes. And we're not talking about, you know, running a stop sign here.
So once again, a media narrative was killed, and I don't say that lightly, but that's literally what happened. The Daniel Penny chokehold on Jordan Neely. That, by the way, that trial resumes today at 10 a.m.
After the cause of death was revealed,
they've revealed the cause of death was not the chokehold that everybody said it was. Yeah. Shocking, I know. I know a media narrative, you know, goes by the wayside. Everybody's like, well, damn, I didn't realize that.
Oh, George Floyd.
It's that post-nasal drip.
It is.
Play this Fox 5 report, Phil.
Defense team's experts saying that Jordan Neely did not die from a chokehold. By the way, that testimony and that expert opinion is dramatically different from the opinion of the New York City Medical Examiner's Office. Now, go ahead and take a look at this video here. This is the doctor. His name is Dr. Satish Chundru, and he is based out of Texas. He said there are 2 phases in a chokehold death. The first phase is unconsciousness. The second phase is death, and he testified that that is not what happened to Jordan Neely. He was also asked about the New York City Medical Examiner's Office's quality assurance in examining Neely, and his response was, if it did have quality assurance, it did not have it in this case. He said the medical examiner's office reached its conclusion without having all of the important evidence. Now, Daniel Penny's defense team has maintained that Neely died as a result of being in a psychotic state combined with having the drug K2 in his system, as well as having sickle cell anemia, which is a genetic blood disorder. Combining all of that with the struggle and the restraint, they say that's what killed him. Their expert agrees.
Oh, my God.
This guy was a known nut job on the subway in New York. And this guy was a regular, always messing around with people. And Daniel Penny stepped in as a good Samaritan. And you know what they're going to do. It's bad enough that we've got World War III on the verge of breaking out and starting over in Europe as Trump takes office. Which, think about that. The guy's got to end his first term with a pandemic and start his second one with World War III. And then this Daniel Penny verdict will come in. It'll be an indictment against white men and MAGA extremists. And here we go with more George Floyd nonsense. Again, totally preventable. Clean up your city, New York.
Yep.
Let's stop having people with K2 in their system. And the only K2 I have is K2 on the cut sheet, okay? Like, seriously, get these people out of there. Clean your act up.
Well, the thing that's so disgusting about this case is that Alvin Bragg initially was not going to charge. They let him go. The cops let him go. Nobody was going to charge this 24-year-old, you know, United States Marine until the family comes forward, the family who really didn't have anything to do with the homeless guy, who obviously has sickle cell anemia, has all these issues, mental health issues, and da da da. And then the family holds a news conference because they want their VIG and their money. And so all of a sudden, then they decide, oh yeah, we're going to go and file charges. But the question is, why did you then clear him initially?
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
No evidence changed.
Yep.
That's troublesome. I mean, that's disgusting.
Road Warrior says the NYC Emmy actually changed the mode of death to fit the narrative.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, so now what do they do? I mean, I hope to, and even if Jordan Neely, let's say Daniel Penny.
Yep.
So let's say they find him not guilty because of all of this preponderance of evidence.
Oh, it'll be riots.
He's still, this happened in the spring of 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His life is ruined.
Yep. For trying to do the right thing with some effing freak that's on the subway, disrupting passengers, and the damn city of New York won't do a damn thing about it.
Nope.
And so attacking elderly ladies.
Yeah. Yep. So he takes it into his own hands and he gets vilified for it.
That's right.
F New York. F all of you.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I agree.
This guy, to me, is a hero.
Yeah.
He's an absolute hero.
Yep.
And we need more people like this taking the law into their own hands, because quite frankly, the cops, I'm not saying they can't do anything about it or they won't do anything about it. They can't do anything about it.
Yep.
Because they'll be brought up on charges.
Yep.
and you'll have, you know, the Alvin Braggs out there.
Yep.
You know,
another byproduct of the defund the police movement.
By the way, before we get to Sean, Newman Price has a photo, Nick, for you.
Yes.
Of you as a hitman.
Yes.
As a Russian hitman. Nick, or Phil, you want to put it up there?
Kale and Company, this show is a hit. I actually look really good now. I look badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to make that my Twitter picture.
That's awesome.
YouTube.com/at1210.
No whole cave.
Can you imagine me with all those firearms?
Look at that.
Look at those gloves, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, F around and find out. You think I'm kidding?
By the way, I'm working on getting you some target practice there, Kale.
I would like to do that.
I know, yeah. I know you would.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working on it.
I've been also dying to go hunting.
All of us, actually. We're going to go out there.
Yeah? On the range?
Shoot some guns.
All right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right. Make sure we have a lot of plexiglass dividers and... Yeah.
I'll show you all up.
Yes, you will.
You will.
The 47th president is in the on deck circle. So
all right, let's get to him. Yeah, I don't want to make him wait. This isn't like the NABGA in Chicago. We're not going to make him wait for a half hour while we have technical issues. All right, coming up next, Sean Farish, a.k.a. Donald Trump, live from Nashville, Tennessee. It's Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, doors, and siding. I love the work they've done in my home, and you will too. They do great work, whether it's windows, doors, or siding. I'd only trust the Chapman family team. So did you know they also install shutters? A perfect complement, obviously, to your new windows. So for the month of November, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding has been giving away a pair of shutters when you purchase two pairs. The right shutters, obviously, can really enhance the curb appeal of your home. Whether you or somebody you know, maybe you're looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices. They also do stucco remediation. You can give them a call. You can text. They're local, like-minded, listening right now, 610-431-8898. Check them out online, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com, for all the details of this November special as we wind down the month of November. And you can also take a virtual tour and see all the before and after photos. That's one of my favorite things. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Donald J. Trump, who is back with us yet again. Mr. President, good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, we're doing very well. You know, I see great stories out there. There are tremendous things out there. And I have to say that, you know, I saw that Mark Cuban, remember him? He had his salary cut at MSNBC by $5 million. Actually, that was Rachel Madcow, but they look the same. You look at Cuban, you look at Rachel Madcow, you look at Keith Olbermann, you look at Rosie O'Donnell, and she's having quite a hard time. Oh, you know, I saw a video of her this week, and I thought it was AI. I thought it was, or we call it ALI, artificial lack of intelligence. And, you know, Rosie looked really bad. And I've said she's an ugly person inside of that, but she's really, it's a terrible thing. I said, Rosie, Halloween's over, sweetheart. We don't have to put that on. You don't have to look that bad. She looked horrible. But you look at her or Olbermann or Madcow or Cuban, somebody lost a lot of ratings, or maybe all of them. We've never seen them in the same room together. But we woke up with that tremendous news. She's getting paid a lot less because her ratings are gone. Because nobody likes her, it turns out. Nobody. And how could anybody like her? Nobody likes Madcow. Remember we had the disease? Nobody likes Madcow. I could tell you that.
Donald Trump is with us. Let's stay on the NBC topic for a moment. As Mika and Joe, a week ago today, right around this time, come down to Mar-a-Lago last Friday. We've heard their side of the story. How about you give us the true lowdown of what was really said by them behind the scenes?
Well, you look at that. They call the show Morning Joe, but I call it Morning Mika because she calls the shots, okay? I can tell you one thing. That's a bad guy. You know, Morning Joe, they call him Joe Scarborough. He's the equivalent, you know, because Mika calls the shots. It rhymes with snitch. I'm going to tell you that, right? We're not going to get too crazy.
You're calling Joe that?
We're calling Joe that. We're not calling Mika that, right? Mika's a great person because you can't call her that. They'd be all about the fake news in 3 seconds. He called a woman. We would never call her that. We could call her other things like crazy, but we'd never call her that. But Joe is, we were talking about it, right? A dog that's not a male, right? You know what I'm talking about. But you look at these people. They come to Mar-a-Lago. They're on their hands and knees. I said, wow, you must have been watching Kamala a lot, right?
Oh, man.
Because she begged for votes, right?
Okay.
Not for any other reason. You know, she was begging for votes, among other things, right? But votes, first and foremost. You know, she just ran for president. We would never talk about it in a salacious way. We'd never do that. Other people have done it. I said, that's not appropriate. Don't do that. But I said, Joe, Mika, you must have been watching Kamala a lot. You know, you're begging. You're on your hands. You're on your knees. You're asking. You're crying. You're begging. You're pleading. And they'll tell you that never happened, but I could tell you that happened because they know that if I'm friendly with them and they're friendly with me, they get better ratings. But they're not going to get that because we're not friends with, we call them stupid people. These are stupid people. These are, you look at the artificial lack of intelligence. This is the official lack of intelligence, right? These are stupid people, very stupid. You look at them. They said Crooked Joe's as sharp as a tack. Remember that? He's sharp. Very sharp. He's a talker. Oh, that's why he doesn't get to the end of his points. They say I ramble. It's not rambling. It's the weave. You have to be a genius to do the weave, right?
Yeah.
You have to be. I got along very well with Albert Einstein. I called him Al. I said, Al, E equals MC squared. He said, sir, that is brilliant. Energy, mass times the speed of light, the theory of relativity. It's called the theory of magativity. It's a tremendous thing. I got along well with Albert Einstein. We do very well. We did the weave. He said, sir, I've never seen anybody smarter.
Sir.
I said, it's called the weave. It's tremendous. We look at Albert Einstein. We look at these people. I know smart people and I know stupid people. Morning Joe and Morning Mika are stupid people. And that was an incredible meeting. These were dumb people. We were very happy to get them the hell out of there. The Secret Service, by the way, came up to me. They said, sir, your brain is going to suffer from the loss of brain cells from being exposed to these people. I said, let's get them out of here. They said, yeah, being exposed to them is a very bad thing for your health, sir. I said, get them out. They got out. And we're doing very well ever since then.
Speaking of getting out, Ellen DeGeneres literally has left the country for the United Kingdom. People are quitting X for Blue Sky Social. You talked about it. Rosie O'Donnell's having meltdown. She's having conversations on TikTok with squirrels on her porch. Did you ever realize how many brains you've truly broken in these last 8 years, sir?
Well, you look at Ellen, right? Ellen DeGeneres. And she was the voice of Dory on Finding Nemo. We've said this many times, but Nemo never would have been lost if I was your president. We understand that, right?
Yes.
He went to P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. There was a dentist. We don't love dentists. They're bad. A lot of dentists are bad people. I don't need a dentist. I have perfect teeth. But you have Dory, right? Or Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres. She's in the United Kingdom now, right? They love women over there, right? All those migrants, they love them, right? They're tremendous people. But you look at her, she's gone. And I said, good riddance, right? I almost gave her a ride out on my plane. I said, if you would have told me you were leaving, I would have helped you leave. Nobody's unhappy about it. We all woke up yesterday. We said, Ellen's gone. This is a tremendous day. What a fantastic day. Ellen is gone. You have Joy Reid, who, by the way, if you watch her, remember, prolonged exposure to Joy Reid can result in retinal damage, itching or burning of the skin or face, suicidal thoughts, explosive diarrhea, or also vomiting, too, if you look at it. You look at Joy Reid, it's a horrible. This is why we have the eclipse, the glasses. It's a tremendous glasses. We put them on when she comes on the screen. We don't want to get sick. But she's on Blue Sky. What a stupid app. You go on there, you see people over there. They're just melting down all over the place. Blue Sky doesn't look like a lot of blue sky. Looks like a lot of rain cloud, a lot of bad weather over there on Blue Sky. Terrible people. But they're all fleeing. And they should have done it the first time around. We're making America great again with these people leaving. And we're not even president yet. Could you believe what's going to happen when I actually get sworn into office? It's going to be so great. We're going to get the bad hombres out. We're building the Trump appult. We're going to fling them over the border. Trende Aragua is going to be Trende Adios. Goodbye. Get out of here. We're going to send them out. Trende Adios. Goodbye. And we speak Spanish, by the way, very well. Yeah. Sleepy Jose Caca and Frente del Papa. They like that joke, by the way, the Adios, the Trende Aragua. They love that. But they're going to be gone. And we could even use the Trump appult to get rid of people like Joy Reid if she comes back. We could just send her flying. We'll give her a parachute. Well, probably five parachutes because she's a big person.
No.
And we'll get her the hell out of here.
That's amazing.
Donald Trump joining us, as he does every Friday here on Kale and Company. You talk about the mass deportation. Rand Paul disagrees with your position on using the military to round up and ship out illegal immigrants. I agree with your approach. I fully support that approach. How quickly will this occur?
Well, you look at Rand Paul, if he doesn't want me to use the military to do deportations, I'm going to use the military to give him a nice haircut. You look at his hair. He looks like Toto from The Wizard of Oz. He looks like Toto. I said, look at this guy. He looks like Toto. He was a nice guy for a while. Now he's not being so nice. He looks like Toto. You know, and you look at him, if you put him and Bird Brain Nikki Haley on the same stage, you have half the cast of Wizard of Oz, right? You look at him. There's the Wicked Witch.
Oh, my God.
Right? There's the Wicked Witch of the West. And she turned to Rand. You never saw this happen. This happened behind the scenes. She turned to Rand. She said, I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog. And then Christy Noem came in and said, who said dog? I got my shotgun. Let's get it done. And then Michael Vick came in and said, let's make him fight. Right? Oh, we'll do all of the horrible people were coming around, but we fixed it. But you look at Rand Paul. Rand Paul's a smart guy with a stupid haircut. If he's not going to let me take the military and get the people out of here, the bad hombres, we're going to use the military and we're going to give him a haircut, right? We're going to make him look respectable. Make Rand Paul's hair great again, because nobody knows a thing about hair. Nobody knows about hair like I do. You look at my hair. Mm-hmm. They call it golden waves of grain. If you invest in my hair, you'll make more money than Bitcoin. I can tell you that. But it is a tremendous thing.
Tremendous.
And we're going to, if he doesn't want us to use the military for deportations, we're going to deport that haircut that's sitting on top of his head.
We're going to get President Trump's thoughts on the Matt Gaetz situation, as well as the National Football League and the dance that has stormed the world. We'll get to that as we continue with our boy Sean Farish as Donald Trump here on the other side of Kale & Company.
We are off to paradise once again, this time the Italian Riviera, on a gastronomical event which only conservative tourists can deliver. Join me for 11 luxurious days with the professionals from Conservative Tours, the best tour operator in Italy, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, Portofino, Rapallo, Santa Margherita Ligure, Tuscany, and the brilliant Cinque Terre, $53.78. Yes, that includes your airfare, dining events at the wineries in Tuscany, even an authentic farm visit to see Parmesan cheese being crafted by hand. Call toll-free 888-733-9494, or you can just go to conservativetours.com, scroll down. You'll see the full itinerary, hidden Italian villages you've never seen in person before, like Giacomo Puccini, San Gimignano, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Florence, and Milan. We will conclude this incredible trip on the Lakes region with Bellagio, Orta, and Isola Bella. Join me next spring in Italy. See you in Cinque Terre. ConservativeTours.com.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
He said dead from the neck up, right? He said, which is also a way to say stupid person, right?
Yeah.
Rob Reiner, he posted over on the beautiful, I call it a cesspool, but whatever, Blue Sky, says, I've made the decision to take the next few days to check into a facility for peace and relaxation. No phones, no social media, no trolls, just calmness to heal my pain. Rob Reiner has checked himself into a facility because I won the election. This is a crazy and stupid person. And there are people in there saying, good for you. You deserve that. You deserve the time. What the hell is wrong with these people? These are crazy people, right? And could you believe they were running the country the last 4 years? That's why we've gone to hell. You look at New York. You look at Daniel Penny. You look at these people. The entire place went to hell ever since I left. I left New York. It went to hell. I left the White House. It went to hell. Now we're coming back, and we're going to make America great again. And Rob Reiner's going to be in a facility. He's got what I call, you look at this, he's got the small room, big needle treatment that's coming, right? They're just going to put him down. They're going to say, nighty-night. Here comes your shot. And they're going to put him in a straitjacket, right? They're going to put him in a straitjacket. Or maybe a gay jacket. Who knows? Because he really likes things that aren't necessarily great. But, you know, you look at him. That's why they call him Meathead, right? But you look at that. Dead from the neck up. That's what he is. But you look at this. This is a bad guy. Small room, big needle, and he's going to sing like Green Day, another stupid guy. Wake me up when September ends, but he's going to want to wake up when this entire thing is over. But small room, big needle, he needs the happy juice. We'll see what happens. The
happy juice.
Facility.
The biggest needle the world has ever seen,
yes,
by the way.
Yes. You know, you talk about the happy juice. I think the NFL has the happy juice, college football, soccer, entertainment, because everybody, sir, is doing the dance. And the NFL even had to come out and say, we have no issue with our players doing the Trump shimmy, whatever you want to call it. How great does that feel, sir, that the NFL is saying, you know what, knock yourself out. Donald Trump, you are mainstream.
Well, you look at the NFL. We've had a lot of problems with the NFL. Roger Goodell was even trying to look like me for a little while, but it didn't work out too well because he's an ugly person and a stupid person, and he gets booed on the stage. When you look at the NFL, I got booed in Philadelphia, but that's true. What they do to everybody. Yeah, they boot Santa, which means I'm more popular than Santa Claus. Yep. And you better watch out. You better not cry because 45 is coming to town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually coming back, and I said it. We're going to do it. We're coming to Pennsylvania. We're renaming Harrisburg to Trumpsburg. We're going to do it, right? Little Josh. You look at little Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Shapiro. small guy. And we look at Kamala Harris, and Dawn is very talented calling it the Pennsylvania Passover. But as I said, there are requirements for the office of vice president that apply to both parties. The sanctimonious wanted it. Josh Shapiro wanted it. But you must be this tall to be vice president. And he's too short.
Too short.
Josh Shapiro was signing bombs with Vladimir Zelensky. And we call them the Lollipop Guild, right? They were dancing, the Lollipop Guild. And I don't want to know where they put those lollipops, but we'll see what happens. But you look at it, it's a horrible thing, right? You look at what these people are doing, they're sick. But you look at what's happening, and you look at the NFL. We love the NFL people, the players. Yeah. We don't love the league, it's woke. But we love the NFL players. Nick Bosa, Bowers, these are great people. They're doing the Trump dance. They call it the boogie, the Trump boogie. It's the YMCA or the MAGA, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's a tremendous dance, and we've been doing it for a long time. A lot of people have been doing it for a long time, but we do it now. It's mainstream. Everybody loves it. We're starting trends. Everybody loves it, and the NFL has no choice. They let the people take a knee, so now they have to let them do the Trump boogie, which is a lot better. That much I can tell you. It's the greatest dance. A lot of people say it's the greatest dance the world has ever seen. And I do very well. I create a lot of dances.
You do.
The Cotton Eye Joe, by the way, came up with that one. I said, where did you come from, sir? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from, Poopy Pants Joe, by the way? I smell him coming down the road. Yeah. You say, where did you come from? He said, sir, I don't know. I don't know where the hell I am. The Boston Celtics or whoever the hell that is. What's going on? But I've done very well with dances. The electric slide, I did very well. The cha-cha slide, everybody clap your hands. They said, sir, what a brilliant line. I said, you're welcome. Don't tell anybody I gave it to you. And they didn't until I told you. But I've created many beautiful dances, and we love the YMCA. We love, it's called the Trump Boogie. The Trump Boogie. Everybody gets down.
It's unbelievable. There he is. As Donald J. Trump, nobody does it better, as good as it gets.
Nobody.
Every single little detail to a T. We'll come back. We'll get Sean's thoughts. I want to start with Matt Gaetz, Pam Bondi, everything that played out yesterday. We'll go through some of these administration picks and, of course, some of the other stuff as well in regards to MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, sports and mainstream media embracing the Trump boogie. All of that still ahead. Sean Farris, live from Nashville as we continue. 9 o'clock hour is on the other side.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.